3-1. Listen and tick off. What do you think is wrong?
Dialogue number one.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. It's about these rolls I bought here yesterday.
What about them?
Well, just taste one of them. Surely you don't expect your customers to eat those.
Are you sure that you only bought them yesterday? Because every day, you know, they bring us these fresh rolls.
Dialogue number two.
Waiter!
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Just look at this.
At what, sir?
My soup. Look what's in it.
I can't see anything, sir.
Are you blind? If I'd wanted that kind of meat in my soup, I'd ask for it.
Dialogue number three.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm afraid I've got a complaint to make.
A complaint?
Yes. I bought this tin of carrots here last week, and look what was in it.
But I can assure you all our products are...
But my husband nearly broke his tooth on it.
Are you sure it didn't fall into the carrots while you were cooking them?
Now look here, you...
Step 3-2. Listen to the dialogue and underline the words you hear. Then guess what the problem is.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I bought this packet of cornflakes here yesterday and, well, look what we found this morning when we opened the packet.
That's impossible.
What do you mean, impossible? What do you think that is? A burnt cornflake? How do you think my daughter Wendy felt when she poured milk on her cornflakes and saw that awful thing just...
But they're too careful in the factory. There must be some mistake.
Workbook A, step 2-1. Listen and tick the correct box.
Calling all housewives. Tell me, how do you want to spend this evening? Watching television? Listening to records? Playing cards? Or are you going to spend it in the kitchen, cooking the supper? Well, let me tell you something. With Quick Cook TV Meals, you and your family can enjoy a delicious supper and watch TV too. Just compare the old way of preparing steak pie and mashed potato with the new Quick Cook way. With the old way, you had to spend a long time in the kitchen. First, you had to cut the steak into small pieces and put them in a dish. Then you had to make a sauce and add it to the steak. This would take you about 30 minutes. Next, you had to make the pastry for the pie by mixing water, fat, and flour in a bowl. When you had made this, you had to put the pastry on top of the steak and put the bowl into the oven. This would take you another 20 minutes. While your pie was cooking in the oven, you had to prepare the potatoes. You had to peel them. This took about 15 minutes, and then boil them in salted water. You had to wait until they were soft, then you took them out of the water and mashed them. The old way of cooking took you more than an hour, and by this time your lovely television program had ended. Oh dear. Why don't you make steak pie and mashed potato the Quick Cook way? This is what you do. A Quick Cook TV meal is put in the oven. This takes about 1 minute. Now your work is over. You can go and watch TV for as long as you want. The next time you go shopping, don't forget your Quick Cook TV meals. They're delicious.
Don't forget your Quick Cook TV meals.
Workbook B, step 2-1. Listen and follow the dialogues on your plan.
Dialogue number one. Use a red pencil.
Have you ever tried to make cucumber salad?
Yes, I have.
Was it nice?
No, I put in too much pepper.
Dialogue number two. Use a green pencil.
Have you ever made tomato soup?
No, I haven't. I don't know how to make it.
Shall I teach you?
No, thanks.
Workbook A, step 2-2, and workbook B, step 2-3. Listen and guess what they say next. Tick the best answer.
Dialogue number one.
Is the salad nice?
Yes, but there's not enough salt. Can you pass it to me?
Dialogue number two.
Shall we make an apple pie?
Yes, good idea.
How do you make it?
Dialogue number three.
Would you like something to eat?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
What about something to drink?
Yes, I'm really thirsty.